Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome, welcome. This is Taran Travel with Rethink, Refresh, Relaunch. We've been looking at a number of topics since the pandemic has hit, and we know that it's had a lot of effects on our economy. A number of businesses have actually had to close completely, and people are really having to pivot or really begin to think again, what can they do? But starting a new business can be challenging, but not impossible. And so today's guest is from the Pacific Coast Regional's Small Business Development Center. And I've asked the director, Colette Moore, to join me. Let's see if Colette is on the line. Colette, are you with us?
I am here.
Can you hear me?
Thank you, Taran. Yes, I can.
Thank you. I'm so glad you could join us because I know a lot of people are trying to figure out, you know, where do I go from here now that my company has closed completely? And they're just, you know, trying to figure it out. And when I heard about your business, I thought, what a great guest to be on. So what would you say are the services that your offices offer?
And so I'm with PCR SBDC, and SBDC is a partner of the SBA, and so we provide a breadth of services for small businesses, everything from startup to existing businesses to we've been working during the pandemic to help businesses pivot. And so the services that we provide, though, are consulting, so one-on-one consulting, and those are free of charge for all of our clients. And so, you know, and that's because we're sponsored by the SBA, State of California, GoBiz, and then also a variety of banks that also support us in our efforts to train and advise small businesses. So we can provide consulting, and then we also offer webinars that have been free of charge. So during the pandemic, we pivoted and went from a in-person way of doing things to immediately going online. Made a lot of challenges and mistakes along the way, but we provided great information to so many of the small businesses that needed help with finding loans and lending, all types of resources, reopening the protocols that were required. And then we also are providing classes in small business startup, including an entrepreneurship, 24 steps to discipline entrepreneurship, and then a kind of walkthrough of how to start up your business today.
Wow. And all of this is free of charge.
Yes, it is. These are your great tax dollars at work, then also the support of key benefactors.
Gosh, that is so wonderful. So I know that there are a number of loans that are out there. We had the PPP loan. Can people still get the PPP loan?
No, that did end about a month or so ago. So the biggest government, that ended at the 1st of August. So the biggest loan that is still available is what is called the EIDL loan, and that's the Economic Injury Disaster Loan, and that is also provided by the SBA, but it doesn't go through a bank. So you go and apply directly to the SBA with that. And it's a really, if you need the money, and many businesses still do, that loan goes until December, but it's a great loan when you compare it to other standard SBA-type loans. So the terms are typically, they're now up to $150,000. The interest rates are low for businesses. It's about 3.75% versus commercial lending, like a regular commercial loan, is going to be typically between 7 to 10%. Maturity is 30 years, so your payments would be low versus a typical loan, 5 to 10 years. If they have deferred payment for a year, I've never been in a situation where you get a loan where they go, oh, it's going to be deferred for a year. So that makes it a really great loan. And there are no processing fees and no personal guarantees. So your average loan payment is about, you know, a fourth of what it would be if you were doing a standard loan. So it's a really great opportunity for those that need money.
Wow, that is a lot. So they defer it for a year, and they can get up as much as $150,000 for a loan.
Yes.
And pay it back over
30 years. Depending on what their losses were.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can
wow.
apply. That application is still open. It's COVID-19relief.sba.gov. And so we can assist you in doing that because there are quite a few mistakes that people make along the way, particularly on cost of goods and gross revenue. And so our advisors have been helping people to work through the application and make sure that it's just filled out properly so that there's no reason to deny it. And then you kind of have to go into a whole nother cycle to get reconsideration. So we want it done
yeah.
right, and we want to help people do it correctly the first time.
That's good, because I know that a number of people that had applied, but they got rejected. And I was telling them then
yep.
they should probably reapply because they probably did something wrong in the paperwork.
Yeah.
And
it
not,
is a combination.
You know, to not
we
have a
like,
consultant or an advisor.
Yeah. And so that's what our advisors are helping people to write the letters back. And so there's some key reasons why people have been denied credit. Their economic injury is just not substantiated. They had a character issue, so it looks like they're not eligible. But we've seen those be mistakes where somebody thought that you didn't pay a loan or you didn't, you know, it was a student loan or that you weren't paying child support or that you might have been a felon, a recent felon that was not eligible for some reason, or the you know, whatever business you were in just didn't meet the small business guidelines, or you weren't up to date with some of your paperwork, like from the state. So it's a combination. It could be several things. And so our advisors try to help our clients to kind of weed through that and then craft the reason why they should be reconsidered. And you can ask for reconsideration, I believe, at least 2 to 3 times before I think within the year. So you can go back.
Wow, that sounds pretty good. Now, I know that there were some other loans that were maybe a little smaller scale, like maybe $2,500. Did you have any loan like that?
There is one. We have one that is called the Jumpstart Loan Program, and that's actually through the state of California, and it's through the iBank. And this iBank, this loan is about $10,000, and it's really for low-wealth entrepreneurs that might be needing to – it can be used for startup as well. It's not really set as a disaster loan, but it is a smaller size loan that could work. So the other one requires that you demonstrate a loss. The Jumpstart Loan Program is more about it could be reopening or growing your business.
Okay, well, that would be good. I know that there was also another loan that I saw on the website that was as high as $650,000. It was a EDA.
Yes.
EDA
so
revolving.
Yeah, there's some other revolving loans that PCR and then other lenders have funding for. There's another loan, like a Main Street loan. It goes up to like $10 million, but you would likely be a much larger company to do that. And also SBA is still doing loans too, 7A. So there's lending available. However, it is gotten a little tighter to get unless it's really leveraged by some type of asset, property, things like that, just because the banks are aware that businesses are struggling, and so they always want to make sure that they have that the lender or the borrower has the ability to pay the money back. And so though the interest rates are a little tougher, the requirements are a little harder to access some of the money. That's why if you're already in business and you lost money, that's why the EIDL or some of these other loans like the state guarantee program with iBank or state or city of LA has a micro loan that is up to $10,000. So, you know, there are a couple of, or that one's actually up to $20,000. So there are some other loans for businesses that have already been in business but are being impacted by COVID.
Mm-hmm. Now we're coming to the latter part of the year. And we're in a very important election year. Do you think that the election could make some of these loans disappear, depending on how whoever wins? Could that make a difference?
Well, I think it could. You know, we were expecting something to happen with Congress, so some of these other loans might be extended, that the PPP might be brought back and slightly maybe renewed to ensure access to a deeper pool of small businesses. So yes, we are hoping that, you know, the lifelines continue to go forward. But you know, not everybody is going to be good with a loan, because you have to be able to pay it back and know how to pay it back, and it can't, you know, be burning a hole in your pocket. But I would hope that as the election nears, that, you know, our government would continue to recognize the value that small businesses bring to every community. It's such a lifeline. It can help create generational wealth and for the communities where those businesses locate. And so it's such an important area of our economy that I would hope that, you know, effort goes forth to, you know, continue to support small businesses.
I know that we have been dealing a lot with the problem of racism, systemic racism. Is there anything mm-hmm. special that your company does to help the black and brown communities?
Well, it's great that you ask. You are so right, Terry. One of the things that we've seen is that 41% of black-owned businesses closed between February and April, compared to white businesses where only 17% of those businesses were closed. So 41%, that is a huge amount and such an impact on the black community. So, of course, we are looking at programs that are going to assist the black and brown community with lending. So some of our programs, when you say, you know, low to moderate income, or areas where we know that you're serving low to moderate income people. So we do have some lending that tries to address those particular businesses. And then, you know, we work with other partners that are absolutely concerned about the numbers that they're seeing and are working to help us create funding that can go directly to those businesses. But, you know, we're always trying to help black and brown businesses. And I was sharing with you, one of the things we're looking at is financial literacy and in the black and brown community, so that you can have the proper conversations with a bank, and you can tell if they're not asking you the right things or not giving you complete disclosure for information that's needed, things like that. So we are definitely working to inform. We're continuing to host the IDLE presentations every week to help people get informed about that, and then other sources of funding like the LA COVID Fund. And then if the PPP comes back, to help people to continue to get that and then learn how to get the PPP forgiveness. So that it's a key area for us. And actually, Pacific Coast Regional has been around for 43 years. And the goal is to always try to support those people that have been underrepresented. So while we service all businesses, there's definitely a focus on those that have been underrepresented and don't have the access to capital or the access to training that perhaps other groups may have.
Exactly. That's what I would be thinking, because I think so often the community very often doesn't know what services are available or even how to begin.
Yeah.
So if I was going to start a small business and first begin, what do you think should be the first step? If I said, I think I want to open up a bakery, and people always enjoyed my cupcakes. So somebody who was starting even like a small, you know, mom pops type thing, it sounds like maybe they would get that jump start.
Well, they could do that, but I, you know, for any business that's starting, I recommend starting with even a one-page business plan. It doesn't have to be long, but you need to understand who are you serving, who are your clients going to be, where are you going to get your resources to make your cupcakes, how much are they going to cost, what is the competitive pricing like, how much are other cupcakes, how much are people charging for cupcakes, how much does it cost to make a cupcake, how many do you need to sell to make money and to have, you know, more money that you can sustain, and then to get help, because we actually have a restaurant academy, because we know that there is a high number of African-American and Hispanic folks in particular that will start businesses. And so we are providing classes on knowing your numbers. What's your cost structure? How do you, you know, keep more of that money? What should your menu be like, so that you can increase your margin, so that maybe you can hire more people and you can expand and grow, and then you have money left to do those things that you would want to do for your family or your community in terms of giving and things like that. So I think the first thing, every small business should really have a plan, and it should be not only an understanding of the market and what's going on with the market, but also a financial plan. So how are you going to make money? At the end of the day, if you don't make money, you cannot be sustainable. We want small businesses to sustain for the long term, and you can only know that by really having a good understanding of the cost, but getting help and having somebody to walk you through, and because they maybe seen some things from other businesses and mistakes that people have made. So how can you minimize your mistakes along the way?
So if I was going to start something as small as a cupcake or a baking business, would I then need to start off with classes if I didn't know how to do a business plan?
I think that's a good start. I would recommend it. And then write down the things that you want to do. Where are you going to sell? Where are you going to, is this going to be an online business? So you're going through making some decisions about, you know, how you might want to sell, and then you're able to go and speak with the advisor, and you can start hashing through that plan. So, you know, the classes can help you so that you know the steps and you don't spend money on certifications or, you know, a cottage kitchen or things like that unnecessarily. So you're spending even your startup money wisely, because most businesses start from startup money of their personal assets. So you really want to make sure that you are spending those assets wisely, because if you are looking for the business to replenish and then provide a profit, every dollar that you're spending should be carefully spent and thoughtfully spent. And you'll still make mistakes along the way, but but as careful as you can make it, the better.
Exactly. So you have classes that will teach about how to do a business plan. What are some of the other classes that are available?
So
If
they're starting up, 24 Steps to Entrepreneurship is one, and then Starting Your Business Today. And so you can go to our website at www.pcrsbdc.org, and when you go to the menu and type workshops, you'll see all of the classes that we are offering. And so those are the types of classes we're starting. So those will be very helpful, I think. We have classes on certification. So if you wanted to certify to work with, say, state or local governments and things like that, can help. And then we have a launch of business during COVID. And the next one of those is coming up soon in September.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And
you
then if
said
you are
that
doing
website
a...
really fast. So we're going
okay,
to have to say
no
it
problem.
Again.
slowly.
All right.
Because people are probably
PCR,
driving as they're listening.
PCR.
Yes.
PCRSBDC.org.
SBDC.org. So I'm going to say it one more time.
B as in boy.
B as in boy. Okay. So PCRSBDC.org.
Yes.
So people have just a chance to make sure they write that down. Do you have anything special for, say, veterans? Is there any special thing that
they
do, a discount or something?
Yes. We're launching a program with the Veterans Chamber of Commerce here in L.A. starting in September. With our advisors will be going in and presenting different topics to the veterans of that group. So we're starting that in September, and that's through the Veterans Chamber of Commerce here in the L.A. area.
Okay. Oh, that would be great. Wonderful.
Yeah. So and we're super excited about that.
That is
going to
be so
And then
so
one
needed.
Of the other things you had asked about new startups. So for those people that might be doing a brick and mortar business, we're offering like a commercial lease checklist for small businesses, because during COVID, that was one of the things that we have learned is that it's very difficult to get out of leases. So these must be thoughtfully considered, and you should get help. And you should never be under the gun to sign a lease. You want to review. You want to get some help. And so we have a legal advisor that can review your lease for you as well. But this will help you to start thinking about the questions and the structure and what you're going to need in your lease. And so that's very helpful for possibly a new business as well. And I had used our particular advisor because I was actually a client of PCR SBDC when I had my business, and my advisor reviewed the lease for me, and we were able to make changes. So don't believe when people say they can't make changes. No, not true. So you can learn more about that.
That's great. I was also wondering about can you still hear me?
Yes.
Oh, no. Okay, I thought I lost you. Okay,
one
other thing I was wondering about was, because of COVID, I've noticed particularly a lot of the restaurants have to be outdoors. So as they're advising, you know, the new leases, the new locations, are they considering those things about COVID, all the qualifications that you have to have about the wiping down, the temperature, you know, the spacing, is all of that taken in consideration as you help out the startups or restaurants that are
Absolutely.
Needing to reopen?
Yes.
What do they
so
have
when
in,
we
in
had
order
bullshit.
For that?
So they would just meet with an advisor, but during the heat of COVID, we were doing Restaurant Academy classes at least twice a week, actually, on everything from if you hadn't been doing carry out before, this is how you could do carry out. If you wanted to do a liquor license, this is how where you go. You need a quick inspection of your kitchen for that, or how to increase your margins by adding grocery to your offerings on your website. This is so our restaurant advisors, we have two on our team, but our restaurant advisors were great to help people pivot during that time period. And we actually had some businesses that did better, you know, helping them figure out. Some of them needed help with technology, making sure that they had systems in place to be able to take the orders and all of that. So people pivoted really quickly. And even now for the outdoor, I'm so impressed with the many businesses that are continuing to be creative to find ways to work within these new requirements, spacing and mask and, you know, PPE for everybody, including the guest. And you can't have salt shakers on the table, so how else can you do it? And cleaning, and it's so much work but I am truly impressed by what I've seen the restaurants do. And I really hope that more of them can stay open and not close during this period.
And I'm sure hoping that too. What about the legal aspects? Is there anybody that is on your staff that can help people who are having legal issues?
Yes, and during COVID, we actually put together a program with a pro bono legal group that reached out and was offering some services to our clients as well. So it can be everything from, you know, setting up your business, whether you're going to do an LLC or corporation, to helping maybe with certifications, the leasing, any contracts maybe that you might want reviewed. And if it is outside of the scope of what our legal advisor can do, he will self-direct you to do some things for cheap, which was very helpful to me as a business owner. I learned how to self-service some things that were, you know, not expensive to do, and I could do them myself. I loved that. Or if it's out bigger than that scope, then, you know, directing you kind of the type of legal support that you might need.
Okay. Now, what about a tax issue? Now, I know that a lot of people had the extension on their taxes, and now it's coming around for the people who did the extension down to October 15th. Do you have anybody mm-hmm. that would be able to help with that if you had an issue with your business?
Not on the taxes, except we are keeping track. I am absolutely following some of the tax issues, and I know that, you know, there was a delay on the taxes. And then earlier, they actually had a payment plan. So I am not sure if that's still available, but that was through the state of California. And it was like a 12-month payment plan if you owed less than $50,000 in taxes. And so that was a great program for you to be able to defer taxes and set up a plan. So that's the kind of information that we share, but we don't have anyone on our staff that is a tax expert.
Okay. How about as far as the social media, of being able to use social media platforms? Is there someone there that could help with that?
Yep. And so we actually have a class called Marketing during the Uncertainty of COVID. And it's really great for small businesses to think about their messaging, places where they can go, and it's inexpensive for them to be able to participate and get the word out, and how, you know, like, for example, whether it's Google or other tools that, you know, they were able to help businesses for free just because you had a page, and, you know, making sure that your hours were updated and things like that. And so, yes, this class that we have, the next one is on September 17th, and it's called Marketing During Uncertainty. And it's a really, really great class to improve your presence with your customers.
Excellent. Well, we are down to the last minute. So now we want to make sure that we get I'm going to say the website, and then we want to get a phone number. So again, the website is pcrsbdc.org, and the phone number, 213-674-2696. So that's 213-674-2696. And it's the best way to catch up with you, Ms. Moore. Would that be one of those numbers or through that website?
Actually, our email, it's our info email. My team monitors that daily. It's one of the things we created during COVID to have a quick response. And it's info, at PCRSBDC.org. Again, that's info at PCRSBDC.org. If you need an advisor or you would like to become a client of ours, you know, to get an advisor, or you have any questions that we might be able to assist you with, if you send an email there, I'll see it and our team will see it, and we'll start the process of getting you all signed up to work with
our
SBDC.
We've got 10 seconds, Ms. Moore. I hate to cut you off.
Thank you, Tara.
Thank you for joining us. Have a wonderful evening. And remember to make every day special. Bye-bye.
All right. Have a great day. Bye-bye.